This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through May 13, 2015. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. As soon as the sun sets, the brightest planet, Venus, is visible as a shining point about 40 degrees high and slightly north of west. Venus is brighter than any other astronomical object except for the sun and moon, and is eye-catching until it sets in the west-northwest at about 11:10 p.m. A telescope can show you the phase of Venus, 64% lit through the 13th. Venus can be used to find the innermost planet, Mercury. At 8:10 p.m., the sky is dark enough to find Mercury about one-third as high as Venus in the west-northwest to the lower right of Venus. Mercury appears about 10 degrees from the bright star Aldebaran of the constellation Taurus the Bull and moves from the star's right to the star's upper right between the 6th and the 13th. Remember that 10 degrees is about as wide as your clenched fist appears from arm's length. Aldebaran will help you to observe the fading of Mercury over the next few days. On the 6th, Mercury is brighter than Aldebaran. Mercury will equal the brightness of Aldebaran on the 9th and will quickly fade compared to the star on following nights. A telescope can show you why. Mercury's waning crescent phase shrinks from 37 to 20% illuminated between the 6th and the 13th. Mercury sets by 9:30 p.m. The second brightest planet, yellow-hued Jupiter, is in the constellation Cancer the Crab. Jupiter appears high in the south-southwest as the sky darkens. Binoculars, if held steadily, can show you the brightest four moons of Jupiter. A telescope is needed to see the details of Jupiter's clouds. Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury are all featured through Griffith Observatory's public telescopes this week. The ringed planet Saturn moves from Scorpius the Scorpion to Libra the Scales on the 12th. Saturn appears as a bright golden star after it rises above the east-southeast horizon at 8:30 p.m. Saturn is highest and best placed for viewing when it is due south at 1:40 a.m. A telescope is needed in order to see Saturn's beautiful ring system and several of its many moons. The moon rises at 10:16 p.m. on the 6th and at 2:53 a.m. on the 13th. Its phase changes from gibbous to last quarter on the 11th and is crescent as it approaches new on May 17th. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, May 30th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.